Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's do it. Well, let's keep doing it. What's on your mind? Friday edition. Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Main man Jay Thomas joining me on this Friday. Beautiful Friday.
Hey, buddy.
Behaving like November today.
The big opener, rifle opener.
You bet. What is it, noon in North Dakota?
Noon North Dakota and what?
Tomorrow.
Dawn tomorrow
yep.
in Minnesota?
Half hour before sunrise.
You don't rifle hunt, right? You're just a bull guy.
Yep, I don't rifle hunt.
I haven't hunted
I do in South Dakota. I don't rifle hunt in Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm in the... And this is... I haven't even been in the bow stand yet. This, from now to the end of the season, mostly after... I wait till after rifle season, and it's been so nice, is my time to get in the bow stand. But, yeah, we hunt... And the South Dakota opener isn't for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
On the 19th, so... Welcome to a What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA Studios. Midterm elections coming up on Tuesday. Freedom Matters USA believes it's imperative you take the first step. You show up, you vote.
Yes.
Vote as if your freedom depends on
it. Oh, it does.
Because it kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots to do on what's on your mind today. John Hovind at the top of next hour. The Talk Radio Town Hall kicks off this hour. Normally Kevin Kramer's in, but got a deal going on. Something on the schedule didn't work out. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is joining us for our Talk Radio Town Hall. Now, if you want to reach out in any way, as usual, the usual numbers are text us, 701-237-1590. You can dial direct, 701-271-1100. If you'd like to leave a message, it's 855-200-1776, extension number 1, or you can always shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Brent, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Buddy.
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. It's been a while. I haven't been on there for a while. Nice to be back.
Kind of a boys' day here, hanging out on the What's on Your Mind.
It's kind of like deer
camp.
Yeah,
right? Kind of day, hanging out. Where's the 30-pointer? There you go. So what's on we got a lot of decisions to make in North Dakota. I mean, or you do, I should say. I have my own. I think it's bigger fish to fry in Minnesota, but what's on your radar? How's things been going? What's going on?
Oh, it's going well. Yeah, we're all have these colds out here, so the governor and I sound like different guys when we're on the radio these days. But that's just this time of year. But no, we're not up for re-election, so it's one of those times of basically just try to get through it and make sure people go out and vote and get moving forward. We've got a lot of things to do. Legislative session is coming up, and a lot of important things on the horizon here in North Dakota. But the midterm election is important. I mean, it's so important on the national level, and the governor's super involved with the Republican governors and trying to get Republican governors elected all across the nation. And it's been a crazy time watching those Senate races and the Republican governor races. And it's super important. We need to get the balance back and over to our side let the national Democrats know if there's another voice out there. We need better policy for energy and for taxes and for economy. Obviously, this inflation is kicking everybody, and everybody's upset about it, and there's things you can do. But one of them is let energy dominance type attitude come back and not be penalizing those that produce cheap energy. And that brings the cost down all the way around. So
let me make
sure that our word gets out there.
Brent, let me ask you this, because you know the industry. This administration in less than 2 years has completely annihilated our oil, our energy independence. You've got the ears of these oil producers. Let's say this red wave happens, you still have, and I think is going to, you still have the Biden administration has the power of the pen. But how quick could this get turned around when we're back to drill, baby, drill?
Well, you're right. The executive branch has a lot of power, and the Biden officials lead the Interior Department now, and the Department of Energy, and they're still likely going to be coming with their same rhetoric and their same priorities. But if you've got Congress all of a sudden flexing and putting bills forth that are bipartisan, that make sense for energy, I mean, it'd be super hard for the administration not to be signing those kind of bills. It'd be super hard for the administration not to be moving forward. As you've seen in the past, as you've seen with the Newt Gingrich Revolution, 1994, you've seen in 2010 on the second half of Obama's first term. If you've got both chambers flipped to Republican, things change pretty fast. Mm-hmm. You know, that we don't see that this administration is all of a sudden going to become cheerleaders for oil and gas or coal, but hopefully some of the egregious things that are coming our way and the no hope that's out there now, that starts to subside. You think about the fact that Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, Representative Armstrong can't even introduce a bill because they don't have no majority on either chamber. It's really scary to think about that you're in that situation. During COVID, they couldn't even introduce the bill that said, stop overreach, leave us alone, because the Democrats control all the committees and they control the bills that go through. So it's super important to have balance in D.C. My dad always said, if there's balance, at least they won't do nothing. They don't do anything at all. That's better than one side running forward and doing all the bad things they can think of, you know.
Well, you know, and
a stalemate would have been better during the last times than what's happened.
And clearly, this is like the epitome of cause and effect. You know, I mean, those actions have resulted in where we are right now. And I love hearing, it's the future of democracy.
Yeah.
You gotta make a choice here. You want to? It's like,
we're going to make a choice come Tuesday. Yeah, hopefully.
Back on our topic earlier in the program, where does parents' money go? Talking about daycare in West Fargo, workers don't make much, so why so expensive? Into the text line. That's a business question that probably has to be asked in that whole scenario there. Let's see. We're on with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Call 701-271-1100. You got any questions? This would be the time to get them in. Anything that's going on?
Don't depend on us to ask all the questions. This is your opportunity. That's the one nice thing about where the state of North Dakota. You have access to our politicians, and you can pick up the phone and talk to the lieutenant governor, ask him a question, make a comment. 701-271-1100.
Or if you want to text in 701-237-1590. Speaking of access, I mean, when was the last time Peggy Flanagan from Minnesota did anything around here or would even entertain the idea of one conversation or one interview? The answer is never. We can't get the Tim Walz. I mean, Tim Walz was apparently in town.
Yep.
Sat down with this other radio station.
Oh, of course.
But, we've been requesting him to be on. I bet we've got, you could ask Chris Larson. I mean, we ask and ask and ask. I've asked Amy Klobuchar to be on my morning show in Fargo. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times. We all get every time. It's always the same answer.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos. You know, we keep working hard in the Senate for the American people and the people of Minnesota. We appreciate your reaching out. And
go away.
they never showed up. How can they go away?
Yeah, good Lord.
But, Brent, we appreciate the access. What's coming up with the what's that?
It's amazing they wouldn't want to go on the radio and talk to the people. I don't get that. But there you go.
Because they know that the hard questions are coming. A quick Keith Ellison story. When Rona was in high gear, I had Keith on my show a couple times just to talk about, you know, okay, what's going on with businesses, what's happening here and there. He got on my show one day, and it was a barrage of nonstop calls from people just livid over how Minnesota handled was handling Rona and what they're doing to businesses. It got so bad that all of a sudden Keith Ellison was gone. And I'm like, hello, hello? And his handler, well, we lost contact. He's got a bad connection. We'll try to get him back on some other day. He literally hung up in the middle of a phone call from an angry constituent. And from that day on, I never heard back from his people. Not one word. Reached out, said, let's get him back on. Excuse after excuse. I will not give that man the time of day. Jim Schultz, I'll give him all the time in the world, because he's going to fix the woes in Minnesota. These politicians that don't come on and can't take the punches and the comments, then you shouldn't be in this.
How do you defend the indefensible?
Exactly.
How do you just can't, so they won't. It's like, oh, well, I can't. She's That's like, you know, Pee Wee Herman getting in the ring with Conor McGregor. It's just, I mean, and it's happening. He's just running around the ring. He's never going to fight. He's never going to throw a punch. Never going to take one. He's running around the ring. And that's what they're doing. They're just running around the ring. It's frustrating.
Hey, Brent, your thoughts on this Measure One term limits. I'm a guy that is not for it because we already have term limits, and that is the power of our vote. If we don't want somebody, we can go vote them out of office. And the way they set these term limits up, too, it was maybe if it was a longer stretch, if they said, okay, the term limits are 12 years or 60, a little different story, but I believe it's 8 years, and it really takes time to get rolling on a state level when you're a new legislator.
It does, and I tell you, from a lot of states that have governor and lieutenant governor have 2 terms, 8 years, but legislators at 8 years, and that in our state we go every 2 years. That's only 4 sessions. They're just barely getting started by that time, and they're volunteers. They're only there 80 days every 2 days. A lot of times these communities want to put these leaders forward, you know, so the legislator part is tough, and the statewide aren't included in it, which is kind of odd. So it's kind of poorly written, nothing else.
All right, we're on with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on What's on Your Mind. Texts and some emails in. We'll check those coming back. 701-271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Kachin Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Kachin Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit KachinMovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with MD Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Come on. Gotta let him get a little.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my. my mind, but Mama tried.
Dedicate that to Joe Biden's mother.
Only rebel. Family meek and
Yeah, welcome back. What's on your mind? We're on our talk radio town hall as we do on Fridays with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Lyle, you're on deck. We'll get to your call in just a second. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It is Friday lunch specials. Harwood pulled pork, West Main Avenue pulled pork and mac and cheese, beef tips and gravy on 12th Avenue. 205 NP's got the meatloaf today. Glendon serving up chicken Alfredo, delish with the garlic bread. And Ulan's got meatballs today. You can always pick up that 4-for-4 inflation buster they've got with the personal pan pizza. A couple of cookies and a 20-ounce pop for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. I will throw in all of the ones I drive by are needing help, as is everybody. So they are hiring. Great team to work for, PetroServeUSA.com. Find out more there.
Yeah, Clark and Ken, great guys. Great guys to work for.
Great people. We're 21 past the hour. It is a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Just after top of the next hour, we'll get Senator John Hoeven on, talk about the re-election campaign, how it's going for him. I'm wondering, I think I saw, I'm not sure Monday, but I know we're going to be lined up on Monday with pretty much everybody, too, as we get ready for Election Day on Tuesday. So get out and vote. We can't do this if you don't vote.
There you go. Early voting is pretty good turnout in Cass County. I think over 8,000 now.
A couple of texts in. We're talking with Brent Sanford. Since voting is handled by the states, can we stop these out-of-staters from putting things in our North Dakota ballots like Measure 1? And is there a way to stop people from putting the same thing on the ballot time after time again after it's been voted down? I'm guessing that's Measure 2 in North Dakota.
That or Measure 1.
Yeah, or Measure 1. Is Brent there?
There's been movement. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
So there's been movement in the past to try to make the constitutional measures of a somewhat higher level of signature or even percentage of vote. You know, the legislature has to have a higher percentage of vote to get a constitutional measure passed. It should be very serious business when you're changing our state constitution, right? And so, you know, there's some that say a 50.1% simple majority measure out there in public is, you know, maybe that's not a high enough bar to change our constitution. But I tell you, for the most part, people get really fired up if politicians and legislators and executive branch try to go after the measure process at all. So, you know, it seems to me that, I mean, this happens everywhere, and the out-of-state groups, they know how to push the buttons. They know where to push the wording and make it simple and sound like it's the simple no-brainer common sense thing. And then once you put it in place, it's difficult to administer. Our ethics commission is one of those.
Look at ranked voting. Ranked voting in Fargo. They snuck that thing in, too.
The $50,000, it was all out-of-state money. There was no local funds on that. And these people were gullible enough to vote it in.
Yeah, and that's what they have in Georgia. That's why they have to go to runoff all the time. They likely will with their governor race this time again. Maybe the Senate as well. They have to go through it all again in January. You know, look what that did to us in 2020, have to go to those runoffs in Georgia and lose both of them and lose the majority. You know, I mean, it's all because of that. And people don't really know what those things mean. And if you get one sentence that sounds common sense and you vote for it, and then it turns out the actual policy is hard to administer and doesn't make sense, and you're stuck with it.
No. And it's like it's the old way, the ancient adage of war. The more plans you put into a battle, the more arms and legs you put on something, the more chances are you're going to lose the fight. And this just allows for more, you know, whatever, more shenanigans, they say. Lyle is in Fargo, wants to weigh in with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on term limits. Lyle, what's on your mind, sir?
Many reasons to vote no on term limits in North Dakota. First of all, we've got a part-time legislature that are volunteers, and none of them are going to get rich out of being a quote-unquote a career politician. Secondly, we already have term limits. It's called voting, and that goes out we don't want. And I want to shout out to those that do serve, thank them for their time. And just a question, a quick question. What are the polling hours on Election Day?
7 to 7? I believe 7 a.m. I want to say to 7 p.m. We can look it up, Lyle.
I'll look it up, Lyle. We'll find out. Yeah, just keep listening. No problem. Any idea on that, Brent?
That sounds about right. I know it's after 5. I mean, I always go vote during the day and try to get it done, but I don't think there's a lot of variation either. I mean, it's 7 sounds right. Sorry, I don't know the exact answer.
What does your gut tell you on these two measures? First on measure one, on the term limit thing. I mean, is that going to pass or fail outside money or not? Where's your gut landing you on that?
It sounds like it's getting closer to a toss up on the term limit out there. I mean, there's a lot of people with Lyle sentiment that are, when you think about it, I would hope that there's times that state legislators are folks that are important part of your community and you like the job they're doing. And it should be up to the voters to vote them out is kind of what the people are saying, you know. And on the second one, we've done that so many times. And in North Dakota has been one of the places that's held it off. And, you know, hopefully it's not one of those things where we just get beaten down and say, are we going to keep seeing this all the time? And what's the big deal? I mean, it seems to me that they'll have the same sentiment as we have had before on fully legalizing marijuana. I don't think you have a great story from Colorado or Nevada or anywhere else where they've just been a great thing. It's really helped reduce crime and, you know, really helped test scores for kids or anything and for college graduation, for employment. I mean, we know it would make that much more challenge for employment. There are tons of jobs that require drug testing and randoms and for CDLs and for driving company vehicles. All of a sudden, there's a whole host of people that are operating legally within their state but aren't going to be able to keep that job. They can't pass the drug test.
I just don't know where that one's going to go.
How are they driving semis in Colorado, California, Washington, Oregon? I mean, go down the list of where it is legal. I mean, how are they getting drivers there?
But they're not. We got a driver shortage, so it doesn't change. I mean, you cannot have a CDL.
Right.
You cannot test positive for marijuana.
Yep. So, I mean, that's...
Here's the other thing, guys, hold on a second. Here's the other thing that never comes up, very seldom. People need to realize, too, that if this passes, okay, you go buy a firearm, you better not get caught lying on that firearm application when it comes to using drugs, because now you're messing around with the feds.
Yeah, this is still illegal federally, so it's so confusing. You know, it's almost like states' rights have went overboard on this marijuana thing, you know. Well, I mean, it's still illegal federally, so you can't put the money you receive from these businesses into the Fed. Into the Federal Reserve System. So you tell me, what kind of businesses operate on cash only?
Yeah,
you know,
I want to.
I want to talk electric vehicles in North Dakota when we come back, Brent.
Yeah, we're looking maybe at that in Minnesota, whether we like it or not.
That's right.
So exciting.
California standards, baby.
It's What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. It's 855-200-1776, extension 2, if you want to weigh in on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, on Friday morning after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korean territory. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after it test-fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn, Jay Thomas sitting in for Scott Hennin today. Scotty's at Parents Weekend with the young daughter Haley down in the land of the Sun Devils in Arizona State University, where Haley's attending college. We are, I'll tell you what, talking about a couple of things with the, it's the talk radio town halls we do on Friday. I got a request from Merle Haggard, and then a couple more texts in. Yay, Hag, so we're cranking a little more Merle Haggard on your Friday. There you go.
And I'm tired of this.
Amen to that.
Thank God.
See ya. Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. More info online at freedommattersusa.com. Brought to you by our friends at University of Mary. Boy, there's a lot going on at UMary. Shout out, first of all, to the Marauders football team and my young friend Jesse Forknell, who's quarterback in the UMary Marauders this year. And there's a ton going on. And I'll tell you what, they've got a leadership ND. It's a program that's designed by UMary to support those who are ready to answer that call. North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities, as we're finding out. If you're looking to expand your network, enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of leadership ND. Apply and secure your spot starting in January. If you want to learn more, leadershipnd.org, leadershipnd.org. Speaking of leaders in the state of North Dakota, I'm with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Jay Thomas, hey, Kevin everybody. Flynn, hanging out for Scott Hennin today. And we were talking about the measures, and where would we leave that?
We left that with we want to talk about EVs, too.
Oh, there you go. I can't even get into that conversation in Minnesota. I may only know whether I like it or not in another decade.
So let me ask you, Lieutenant Governor, and I'm not a guy that's against electric vehicles. I think they're cool. These things are fast. But this dream that this administration and this whole, you know, left, this dream they have for everything being electric, it's just not attainable in the time frame that they're trying to do it. And I know now our great state of North Dakota is talking about putting in, because there's a ton of federal money and we can put dollars in, putting these charging stations, I believe it's every 50 miles along I-94 and I-29. I think the total would be, that would end up being about 18 of these stations. Is North Dakota ready for this?
Well, for the people that own Teslas and own electric vehicles, I think it's a little stressful when they get west of Bismarck.
So
it might not be a bad idea. And then they can just, as the lignite industry will tell you, they can just pour those beautiful coal electrons into those electric vehicles, and they're lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Where's Dr. Brown when you need him?
Yeah, it's our grid is 70-some% lignite most of the time, so it's their coal-fired units just flying around. reality on those cars. But I think it puts it all into perspective when you look at what Gavin Newsom is doing and saying that we're going to go to all EVs by 2030 or 2040 or whatever it is. And then the
2035.
Yeah, 2035, and then within days, you know, don't charge your cars tonight because we're going to have brownouts. You know?
Yeah, so exactly.
Well, you want to hear one of the greatest, the wildest metrics of this. If you just do the math, these people never do the math. So do the math. All right, let's say how many Teslas you think Elon Musk makes in a year?
I saw the number in
2 million.
Yeah,
just under 2 million cars. So he's got, there are a total of about 275 million vehicles registered in the U.S. last year. So at 2 million a year, with needing 275 million vehicles, not just California, if this is going to be a thing, how long is that going to take? And are the ones that are available now, are they going to need new batteries eventually?
At the cost of thousands of dollars.
And then how are we getting the minerals and where are they?
That's the other thing. That's it.
Child labor in the Congo to get all these cobalt.
This is all about making
money?
A greener planet. Yeah, it's all about a greener planet. Really? Do these people not know what it takes to get the materials out of the ground to make these batteries? You're strip mining. You're polluting the air even more than what we have now to go to this electric, and the technology is not there for where we live. You know, they talk about greatness as, if you live in Florida or California or Texas where the weather is warm year-round, up here, it's just, I say this, they're cool, but up here right now, they're a toy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they are.
That's all they are. It's like a nice Harley or anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, cool car.
And who's going to run these electrical charging stations if this happens in North Dakota? Is this going to be run by the electric companies? I mean, who is this going to be, private industry? I mean, who is going to run these things? Who's going to set the rates on these?
Yeah, I don't even know how the Tesla ones work. I mean, I see one by the... We pull off in Dickinson and go have Jimmy John's or whatever at this intersection off of the interstate, and there's Tesla charging stations. I assume Tesla operates those, but I don't know. I mean, and I don't know if the DOT is going to run these things or not, but the point is, simple math, that people don't do the math on intermittent power on coal versus wind, let alone on number of EVs versus regular gas engines. And it's real serious math. And so when you look at what the government is doing to General Motors and Ford, and whatever happened with that chip shortage that just wrecked the business models for General Motors and Ford and all the large vehicle manufacturers, Chrysler, where they don't have anything on the lot, even Toyota and Honda, that why there's no inventory on the lot, I mean, there should be more dialogue about that as well.
Well, in Minnesota, Emperor Walz, because he wants to be Californian, going with the California standards, that is going to force the dealerships to stock a certain amount of electric vehicles. What people don't understand, that these dealerships have to have these on the lot. If they do not move off the lot, the dealership can't call up whatever company and say, hey, we're sending these back. They're stuck with them. They are stuck with those vehicles. They don't get to say, hey, I got 10 here, didn't sell, I'm going to ship them back to you. Doesn't work that way.
Well, and none of it's, not, again, I didn't do the math. None of it, I mean, real families with their, I was totally psyched that I found my pickup for $7,000 that I bought. I mean, I was so pumped that I found a nice pickup for $7,000. Ended up $74,44 out the door. Thank you very much, Norseman Motors. You want to buy an electric one, and if I'm being told I have to buy one, on average, what are they, $40,000 for a cheap one? The new Chevy Silverado, the new Denali coming out.
About
$107,000.
Exactly. Now, here's another thing that people don't know.
I mean,
when you speed charge, because you could either charge these
level
things,
two, yep.
But when you speed charge these batteries, that drains the life of the battery quicker.
No, who doesn't have a cordless tool?
Exactly. There
same
you
thing.
Go.
You let it run all the way out before you charge it, or else your battery doesn't last as long.
701-271-1100. Lieutenant Governor, great state of North Dakota, Brett Sanford, hanging out on a town hall. Here's off the back to Measure 2. It says, what does Brett Sanford think about legalizing marijuana? I think it would be a danger for citizens, not only on our highways, but during deer hunting season. I don't know if I'd want to expose someone experiencing a high with a high-powered rifle in his hands. Hey, Kevin, how about a little...
No.
Oh, and also, Kevin, how about a little Waylon and Jennings?
Waylon
and Jay, great combo.
Done. Done, yes! You're a no on Measure 2, right, Brent?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Measure 2. I mean, it's something where if it passes, then the legislature will be put to work like they were on medical marijuana, and that one makes a lot more sense. Medical marijuana seems to be working. You know, there's people that call me that say we don't have enough access, and so they'll have to pick up medicinal marijuana in Arizona if they're sober, if they go coming back and forth, you know. But overall, I mean, it's working here. There's a functioning system. But the full on recreational, I've got too many colleagues in other states that just say it's not creating any good in society there. It's not really working. You know, it's making it worse. It's making it more unsafe. It's harder to employ people. It gives, you know, it's still an anomaly if it's illegal federally. And so the money can't be handled in a normal way through the banking system. So that creates loopholes and problems. So there's just not a lot of good on Measure 2.
Yeah, part of that argument, I definitely agree. Until the Fed drops that off the Schedule 1 and allows the bank, that's going to always be a place that'll allow, you know, the gray market, black market, whatever.
Well, I think that's coming. I think, does Biden have the power to do that on his own? Just say, okay, I can take it off Schedule 1?
I don't believe so, but let me check. It says, ask the Lieutenant Governor if there's any future for hydrogen-powered vehicles. A lot of talk about that
Absolutely.
With all this EV stuff.
Absolutely. We've got quite a few different hydrogen projects that are coming up, and the fuel cell has been known. That technology has been known. George W. Bush brought it up. I mean, this has been out there, but it's just not been economically viable. And there are large oil and gas companies that are looking at doing hydrogen projects. And there's, you know, obviously our huge Dakota gasification plant in Beulah. There's a proposal out there to change that into hydrogen only instead of producing fertilizer. So there's already companies that produce hydrogen in the Texas area. There's already hydrogen pipelines. It just hasn't been brought into economic feasibility, but large over the road trucking companies are interested in this. I mean, they're looking at if you can use hydrogen fuel cells, that's a lot better than someone forcing them to use batteries. Sure. If they had to go use electric engines and batteries, that all they'd be hauling is batteries. They wouldn't have any room for freight, you know. So, I mean, again,
right.
The math thing.
Spot on.
Well, Elon announced December 1st, 100 of his electric semis go to Pepsi-Cola, and he says 50,000 will be
him.
On the road. I mean, exactly. Good for him. Fantastic. And again, why are we being forced into this? If I own a company, if I want to run electric, I'll run electric. If I want to run diesel, I'll run diesel. Let us make the decision. The market will decide.
This text is right on that. It says, so I don't ever recall one penny of my tax dollars being used to build a gas station, so why is it being used to build charging stations? Well, the climate, stupid.
How dare you?
It's the climate. That's why. We got a call. Matt is in Fargo. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. First of all, I early voted on Monday, and just a shout out to how they're running things out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Man, smooth, really smooth and easy. Love it.
We know how to get it done down there.
Oh man, it's great. And make sure thank all. I don't know if they're paid something or they're volunteers, but I always just say thanks for volunteering, thanks for doing it, because we need people like that that are willing to do it. Not enough of them. So it's super easy to get out there and vote.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. More of the Lieutenant Governor. We come back on What's on Your Mind on AM 1100 The Flag, 92.3 FM, and anywhere on that smart speaker.
And, of course, live in Tioga on KTGO AM 1090 and FM 92.7. Glad you're here. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100. We'll wrap up the Talk Radio Town Hall with Brent Sanford coming up next.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And you shall receive.
Down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California.
Listen to some Waylon and Willie. Old Haggard. Old Jones on the jukebox, man.
Oh, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man.
Yo, welcome back. What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Freedom Matters USA, just really getting out the vote. We cannot sit this one out. You cannot not participate. People you know, family, friends, you cannot let them sit this out. This is, you know, and they, you know, we say this, they say this a lot. The most important election of our lifetime.
No.
It's the most important election of our lifetime. This may very well be this one. Because tell me, in our lifetime, gentlemen, when we've seen everything at once be this bad.
Haven't.
I can ask my in-laws, too. I already have. They can't even, I mean, they were born not long after the Great Depression.
No.
But have been through all of it. And my father-in-law made a great point. He said, I said, things this bad? He goes, not all at once.
Yeah.
It's all at once.
Yeah, it's not like it's trickling in here.
Yeah.
Now. It's just all imploding, like you said, all at once. Text message comes in regarding electric vehicles. Says, I'm going to push back harder than Jay usually does on this. No, we don't need to be switching to electric vehicles. They're not cool, and they serve no purpose. We're also going to be completely beholden to China for the new materials to try to chum out massive amounts of these batteries.
Well, just China. You do a little research on that. There's more than just lithium. Yeah. Lithium, the biggest reserves are in South America. But we're going to be enriching a lot of these countries that you just go, wait a minute. We really need to be doing that.
Yeah, and it goes on, by the way, are toxic for the environment when trying to dispose of them. And Adam, you're right. But you know what? Hey, let the free market decide. I do think they're cool. I've gotten a couple rides in Teslas.
Oh,
these things are fast.
Unreal.
They are fast. But
yeah, they are.
Up here where we live, they're a toy, a very expensive toy.
For example, a couple of years ago, the lovely Alex Taylor and I and our buddy Steve, we were out in Sturgis, and Alex and I got to get the full tour on the Harley-Davidson electric motorcycle
that
they came out with.
Did you ride it?
I did not ride it. I rode it on the dyno.
Okay.
I rode it on the dyno, and scary fast.
Oh, yeah.
Scary fast.
It's like 0 to 60 in like a second or two seconds.
And it makes no noise. So it's literally like that futuristic movie sound that and you're gone.
See, now I remember
they're cool, but I looked at it and I thought, and I looked at the Ultra Classic that I happen to be riding that goes brum, 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 and I thought, that's a cool little toy. I would never ride that or even spend a dime on it, but I think it's cool that they're doing it. And they're not selling very well anyway, but I'll keep my Ultra Classic.
I'm like you. I like good old American muscle, the sound
of a
V8 with a couple orange peelers on there, some Bortle exhaust. That's what I like.
It says, texting a friend of mine who lives near the Twin Cities had heard that Xcel Energy is giving an 8-year time frame in which they will start shutting coal-fired power plants down. Not sure how credible that is.
I actually read a story on that not too long ago.
I don't know. Brent, we're on with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. Minnesota relies quite a bit on coal-fired energy from North Dakota, my neighborhood included. I don't know that I'm good with that, but here we go again.
Yeah, and you've got, without Coal Creek, it would have been a lot of trouble 2 winters ago, and also this spring with what happened up in the northwest part of North Dakota. And so Coal Creek still putting in 1,100 megawatts of lignite powered is into the grid, is in the MISO grid, makes a difference all the way to Indiana. But Minneapolis is kind of the center of that MISO grid. Fargo relies on the MISO grid. So these projects that we try to save out here, move forward into the future, make a big difference. And all these operators going to solar and wind for replacement, the question is always, what are you going to do when the weather's not permitting? These are weather-dependent energy sources.
Look what happened in Texas. Look what happened in Texas.
And I don't know how you have a conversation about all of this, too, and not have a conversation about it. Maybe we could build another nuclear power plant. You know, we haven't built one in how many decades? Yeah. Maybe we can get that in the conversation, too. That's the only thing that bothers me about all this alternative talk is there's only two things. You're talking about solar and you're talking about wind. Well, there's a lot of other options to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hydro and nuclear actually is not intermittent. And so, you know, why not have that? And Elite, Minnesota Power over in Minnesota, they've got a lot of hydro from Canada. That is not intermittent. That keeps going as well. And so there's other ways to do this besides just the wind and solar. But the wind and solar are subsidized so heavily that the developers rush towards that. And so it's an interesting conversation. But what they try to do for the other side of the wind and solar and power them up when it's not windy and when it's dark at night, it's used natural gas. And so $2 cheap natural gas from the Bakken was great for the last 12 years. Well, now all of a sudden natural gas is super high after what Putin is doing to Europe. And so natural gas peaking plants are not such an easy option anymore for the other side of the equation. of doing wind and solar. So it's going to be an interesting time. I can tell you there's utilities that are already rethinking their plans on shutting down the coal plant.
What a mess. Man, I don't know. This is, you know, and I don't worry. I don't live in fear. But to me, this is next level, like, catastrophic stuff when you talk about diesel shortages.
Oh.
I mean, an impending. I mean, it's they're talking Northeast rationing already, and the distillates that, you know, that provides. I don't.
This is what happens when you have a couple three-year-olds, and you go, hey, you two will be fine. I'm just going to run to the store for about an hour. I'll be back. And you come home come back, and the house is in chaos.
There you go.
That is what has happened.
That's what we're doing. All right, North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, thank you for your time, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll be back.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.